Welcome back to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. As many of you know, I'm very involved in the nonprofit community in Central Florida. Today's dose is about an upcoming event I'm facilitating as a part of a larger community effort. It's called the Table Talk, and I've invited some very smart, creative, and interesting people to discuss a very cool topic that could be a game changer for our region. Listen in as Nick and I discuss who's coming, what we're discussing, and what Nick thinks I should feed them. Enjoy. I have a really cool group of people coming to my Table Talk
on
the 19th, and you're one of them.
Yeah.
Did I tell you who was coming? Did I tell you the...
Yeah, you have to give me the guest list. That was, I think it was in my rider when I agreed to it. I sent you a little contract.
Yeah, well, let me give
me
you
a show.
Let me give you an idea. Right now, I think I've got 8 confirmed and a 9th that I hope will join us. But there's you, Nick Jogrillo from the community paper.
Really good so far.
And you're going to offer a unique perspective, I know. Elise Jardine, who's the chief policy officer for United Arts of Central Florida.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. Emily Fontano, artistic director at SAC Comedy Lab.
Love
friend
her.
Of yours.
Yep.
Yes. Jennifer Cook from WUCF
has
agreed to join us. Sean Welcome, the poet laureate of Orlando.
So,
I love his stuff.
So cool.
He's another one, Pachacashaw buddy of mine.
Yeah.
Pachacashaw number 2, and just love his words, love his heart, love watching his kids grow up with surrounded in his love. Terry Olson, the head of Orange County Arts and Cultural Affairs, is going to be there. Diane Levine from Think Integrated is going to come and rock out the room. Serena Ahmad Arroyo from Central Florida Community Arts is going to come and represent. And I'm hoping that Puha Madan is going to join us as well, who's just a wonderful, caring soul who I think would make a fantastic thinking partner. I had lunch with her a little while ago over at Foxtails, hung out and was like, I love this person. She's so centered, and she's got a story that surprises you. She's a person that survived some pretty tough stuff and emerged this very wise soul. So that's the group, and we're talking about how to leverage the arts to bring greater diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility throughout the community. I think it's going to be pretty fascinating. So, and I think you had, was it you that had suggested, hey, how about just having an every person there? Just a normal person who's not attached to the arts. Somebody suggested that to me.
That sounds like somebody smart, I would say.
Yeah, because you're a pretty smart guy.
Yeah.
So, but I'm glad you're going to be there because I think it's going to be interesting and fun conversation. And I think I'm going to bring some food into it. What do you think I should feed people?
A little snackies.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, nothing too heavy because then we don't think as much.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing that requires us to chew a lot.
Okay.
So if it's pre-chewed, that would be even better. thinking type of snacks. So pine nuts. Pistachios.
Is that how the Greek people say pistachios? Pistachios. Sounds like mustachio.
Dried fruit.
These are a lot of dry things. Anything?
Well,
moist?
I assume like it's what do you call it? It's a trail mix, right? Because people that go hiking are pretty smart.
Yeah.
Because they go hiking.
Yeah.
That's really smart. Like they can find the time to go hiking.
So
they must be
pretty
smart.
It could be a litmus test then. If they don't eat the gorp, then they're out of there.
Then they're porp.
Okay, real quick, what does porp stand for? P-O-R-P.
Please offload real fast with a P-H.
I knew that PH was coming.
Yep.
Very good. I appreciate it.
Please offload real fast.
That's a common thing. It's like keep on trucking, only in the opposite direction. It's like stop trucking.
If you don't like the gorp, you better porp.
Porp. Why is it porp? Why is it going to be porp? Like out of all the letters you could have started that word with.
It sounds like porpoise.
You could torp. You could scorp. You could shorp. Shorp. That sounds like something
porp,
you do.
I mean, it sounds more natural.
Okay, porp.
Other than anything you said.
Porp. Okay. I have to go with you on this one.
Yeah. Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. That makes sense, right? Porp. 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 In other news, the Table Talk went really well, and I was excited to discuss things with the amazing, brilliant, and talented people who were there. If you want to learn more about Table Talk and the results from the hundreds of people and conversations that were had, visit Central Florida Foundation on the internet. And, by the way, they just started a podcast as well, so check that out and subscribe to that. And as always, have a great day.